والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. أيها الإسلامي brothers and viewers of Madni Channel. There are many blessings of reciting through the Pak of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. Indeed, Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that on the day of judgment, there will be no shade apart from the arsh of Allah, the throne of the Creator Supreme. And three people will remain in the shade of the divine throne. There was somebody asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who are those fortunate people? And the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, the one who relieves the distress of my ummati. The second, the one who revives my sunnah. And the third, the one who recites through the park upon me in abundance. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, undoubtedly, Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's blessed life and the character and every moment of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was brilliant. It was amazing. It was the best of examples for the Muslims. And following it, every Muslim can gain success in this world and the hereafter. Without doubt, Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the best of creation of Allah azza wa jal. And Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's manners were brilliant. The Quran testifies to this. In Surah Al-Qalam, ayat number 4, translation from Qadr al-Imam, and indeed you possess an exemplary character, subhanAllah, the creator of the heavens and the earth, is praising the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, illustrating the importance of the blessed character and the motive of his blessed arrival. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that I have been sent for the completion of good manners. SubhanAllah, Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's mannerisms were amazing. Anybody who met and saw how Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam behaved became mesmerized by the beauty of the conduct of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah azza wa jal termed the manners of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brilliant, exalted and sublime, and mention these in the Holy Quran. And Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's apparent beauty was amazing, mesmerizing. Anybody who saw the beautiful face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with love in their heart could not resist that amazing face. But not only was the face the most beautiful thing that Allah had ever created, but the personality of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's actions were nothing less than perfection. SubhanAllah. Allah azza wa jal created this supremely beautiful Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the beauty of which is beyond our comprehension. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, today we're going to talk about some aspects of the beautiful character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's manners, and how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam dealt with different situations. Sayyidina Zayd bin Sanah radiallahu ta'ala once bought some dates from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This was in the time before he accepted Islam, and he was a non-Muslim at the time, but he was a leading scholar of the non-Muslims. Although there were a few days left for the delivery of the dates, he came to the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he demanded in an angry manner and a very bitter tone that he be given the dates. He stared at the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with contempt, his eyes raging, touching the blessed clothes of Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Zayd bin Sanah said, it's become a trait of the family of Abdul Muttalib to delay in fulfilling the rights of the people. Allah, Allah, Allah. His behavior was such that the great Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu witnessed this and became infuriated. He glared at Zayd and shouted, O enemy of Allah, how dare you disrespect the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? If it wasn't for the respect of the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I would have taken your head off with my sword. But the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the one with perfect manners, the amazing, the sublime, replied, Umar, what are you saying? You should encourage me to fulfill his rights, and you should ask him to ask with kindness. This way you would help us both. Subhanallah. Allah Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then ordered him to give Zayd date equivalent to the right he had, what was owed to him, and a little extra. And when Zayd bin Sanah asked, Umar, why are you giving me more than my right? He said that Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has commanded this because I spoke to you in a harsh manner. He asked Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu if he recognized who Zayd bin Sanah was. And he said, no. He said, I am a leading scholar of the non-Muslims. Umar, this is something that I had planned. Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu asked, why have you disrespected Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And he explained, Umar, the truth is that I found all the qualities of the final Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that were mentioned in the Torah, except for two, which I still had to test. The first is that his patience will overcome ignorance. And the second is that his patience will increase if he is treated with additional ignorance. Subhanallah. Through this plan of asking for dates before that time, I have now seen all the signs of the final Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I declare that indeed he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the true Nabi of Allah azza wa jal. O Umar, I am a very rich man. Be witness that I give half of my wealth as charity for the Muslim Ummah. And Sayyidina Zayd bin Sanah radiallahu ta'ala then came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and read the kalma and embraced Islam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Look at the amazing character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and how Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam dealt with this situation. Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's excellent attributes, the sublime character, is beyond our comprehension. What an amazing hasti, and how truly inspired and excellent these attributes were, that all we can do is be mesmerized by the beauty of them. Subhanallah. Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's excellent morals, the superb manners, and how Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would try and make sure that nobody was ever hurt. Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never showed rudeness. Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never disrespected anybody. Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never spoke ill of anybody. Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so beautifully mannered that let's leave those who loved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even the non-Muslims testified to the beautiful manners of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam truly was a mercy to this world. And alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, through the beautiful morals and manners, countless people have changed their lives and have come close to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the more they act in accordance with the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the more blissful their life becomes. Today, my dear Islamic brothers, we complain of lack of peace and tranquility in our hearts. We complain of depression and everything else. But let me tell you that one of the reasons that these things surround us is because our manners. We behave harshly with people and we act against the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us the best of morals, the best manners, and gave us a perfect perspective to self-assess and hold ourselves accountable and to see what we were doing with our actions and how we were behaving with others. And today, unfortunately, we live in a world where we don't question ourselves. And when we do something wrong, our ego is too strong and it simply says, don't worry, these things happen, you can carry on. Don't hold yourself accountable, don't rebuke yourself, don't punish yourself. This wasn't the way. If we could take account of our behavior and bring it in line with the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madinah, our lives would transform into a blissful garden. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, our lives would become so peaceful, so tranquil, and so beautiful that we could not imagine. As the books of history testify, Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the most perfect role model. And Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, the more we improve our manners to act in accordance with the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the closer we come to the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In a beautiful hadith of Mubarakah, Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ordered us to improve our manners. Subhanallah. We should try our best to learn the excellent traits and the patience and the fortitude and the tolerance and the gentleness and the forgiveness and the modesty and the respect for elders and the affection towards youngers and the sympathy and the sacrifices that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us. And if we could adopt these in our lives, then our chaos of a life would become so beautiful that you would think, oh, subhanallah, subhanallah. With these great models that Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us and these great manners, we would not only transform our lives, but the lives of everybody around us. Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's arrival, subhanallah, is a truly a great blessing. We would be lost without the etiquettes taught by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We would be lost in this world. And all we need to do to be complete in our character and our manners and our love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is adopt these amazing attributes. Because don't forget, my dear brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, Allah Azza wa Jal adorned His blessed Abiya Ikram and the Rasuls alayhi salam with supreme qualities and sent them to different nations with to guide them. And they all had some amazing virtues. And yet all of those virtues combined were given to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Can you imagine the status of the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that approximately 124,000 messengers of Allah azza wa jal are sent, and yet all of them possess amazing qualities in their own right and some different quality, and then all of those qualities one will find in the Zat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it is this amazing status which led to the fact when Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to Bayt al-Maqdis on the night of Mi'raj, Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the Imam and all the Anbiya were behind him. Subhanallah, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, how fortunate are we to have this month of Milad to celebrate. How fortunate are we to have Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as our Prophet. How fortunate are we to be an ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, we are truly blessed. Subhanallah. A beautiful hadith in Mubarakah. Sayyidina Sa'd bin Hashim radiallahu ta'ala came to the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So I asked Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha that about the morals and manners of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And she replied, do you not recite the Quran? He humbly said, yes, I do. And Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha said, the morals and manners of the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are the Quran. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Describing the best morals and manners of the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatul Rahman stated in his beautiful Naat collection in Hadaiq al-Bakshish, تیرے خلق کو حق نے عظیم کہا تیرے خلق کو حق نے جمیل کیا کوئی تجھ سا ہوا نہ ہوگا شہا تیرے خالق حسن و ادا کی قسم صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. There were many who tried to harm Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forgave them how many examples can I give you? Let's turn to one particular incident. And this personifies the amazing mercy of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the amazing fortitude, the character, the tolerance, and the forgiveness of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, if one looks at the conquest of Makkah, what you have to remember here is that what happened before. The conquest of Makkah and the position of the Muslims when they entered Makkah after it being conquered, they were dominant, and the wicked disbelievers who had caused appalling and severe hardships to not only the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but to Akka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam themselves. And yet now, these same people were being conquered. If we analyze this event, there were many tyrants from the Quraysh present who had frequently pelted stones at Akka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Amongst them were those ferocious people who had tried to martyr Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There were those merciless people who time after time oppressed the Muslims, who had tried to injure Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who had tried to smear the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There were people whose hearts were so hard that they would slander and abuse Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There were people in such diabolical character that they even tried to choke the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These were the cruel inhabitants who attacked the Muslims ruthlessly, killing the beloved uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And then not only did they martyr him, they cut off his nose, his ears, they extracted his eyes and chewed his liver. They were heartless and merciless people, my dear Islamic brothers. They were tyrants. These were the people who tortured Sayyidina Bilal, Sayyidina Shuhayb, Sayyidina Amr, Sayyidina Qab, all these great Sahaba. And what did they do? They tied them with ropes, they beat them, they whipped them, they left them on the hot grounds in the sweltering heat of Makkah. They put coals on their bodies, they put huge stones on them. They were violent. They were criminals. And today, the Muslims have conquered Makkah. So you can imagine the background now. The Muslims conquer Makkah, and these people who had committed these atrocities are now shaking in their boots. They are trembling helplessly in front of the 10,000 Muhajireen and Ansar, the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And their hearts are saying to them that today you're going to be fed to the dogs. Today these people are going to tear you to bits. You tortured these people. You did not spare anything. And today you are going to be in deep trouble. Allah, Allah, Allah. This is what they were expecting. Yet, what happened on that day? Allah, Allah. Akka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam enters Makkah. But from the day that the world was created to the day of Qiyamah, no conqueror of a city is going to enter more humbly than the way Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered Makkah. Akka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was riding on the camel and entered with their head lowered, thanking Allah azza wa jalla. And then these people who were trembling with fear, and around the people who they had tortured, when it came to what was to be decided for them, many of the prominent figures of the non-Muslims were there. They were gathering with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they were fearing that one little ishara, just one little sign for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one little gesture, and that would be the end of them. And the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, says, what should be done with you today? And they say, you are a kind brother and the son of a kind father. And the conqueror of Makkah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied in his most compassionate manner, "Today there is no charge unto you all. You are all free to go." SubhanAllah, can you imagine that they are trembling in the fear of what is going to happen to them? And the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, through the amazing manners of compassion and mercy, forgives them all. And so unexpected and so sudden was this mercy that it caused their eyes to swell up with tears. These were the people who had tortured the Muslims. These were the people who had made life very difficult for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These were the people who had stoned the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But yet, the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was now in charge of Makkah. And they were fearing for their lives. And the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forgives them. Their eyes swell up with tears. And the slogans of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam come to their tongues. And many of them enter the fold of Islam. A spiritual cover comes over them. They're near the Kaaba. And subhanAllah, their hearts change. Looking at the beautiful face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And taking in the mercy of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the compassion of the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They cannot believe what has happened. They and imagine that a king could do this, but they weren't dealing with any normal king. They were dealing with the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. SubhanAllah, SubhanAllah. Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never took revenge on anybody in any manner for his own sake. SubhanAllah. There were occasions on the conquest of Makkah when many people had thought many things, but the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, forgave everybody. Ye seedha raasta haq ka batane aaye hain. Ye haq ke bandu ko haq se milane aaye hain. Ye bhule pichru ko raaste par lane aaye hain. Ye bhule bhatku ko seedhi raah dikhane aaye hain. Subhanallah. Sarkar ki aamad, marhaba. Sardar ki aamad marhaba, salar ki aamad marhaba, mukhtar ki aamad marhaba. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, have you ever heard of a conquest like this? Have you heard of a king who rules the hearts of the people? That was our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is incomparable, is unique, is matchless in every attribute Allah has blessed him with. Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, through his amazing deeds, morals and manners, changed the whole of the creation of Allah and made them soft-hearted, taught them how they should live their lives. Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's manners know no bounds. The beauty of the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is an ocean that nobody can swim. This is just a glimpse of that amazing ocean of the ikhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, "You cannot please people with your wealth, but your courtesy and smiling appearance can please them." SubhanAllah. In another beautiful hadith of Mubarakah, Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Wherever you live, keep fearing Allah and do some deeds after a sin, because the virtuous deed will remove the sin, and treat people with good manners." In Sahih Muslim Sharif, it is narrated that Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Do not regard any good deed as insignificant, even meeting your brother with a smiling face." SubhanAllah. And Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said, "There is nothing that weighs heavier on the scale of deeds than good manners on the Day of Judgment." And undoubtedly, Allah Azza wa Jal does not like foul language or obscenities. Allah, Allah, Allah. My dear Islamic brothers, viewers of Madni Channel, the great thinker of the Ummah, Mufti Ahmed Yar Khan alayhi rahmatul Rahman, says, "It has been experienced many times that people become friends of the well-mannered person. that hurt people, including family members and acquaintances, dislike the ill-mannered person. The sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was such that Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was beautiful mannered, and whoever came close to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam became mesmerized by the beauty of the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today, we are a long way from this. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, in the beautiful environment of Dawud Islami, we are taught not to be rude. We are taught not to be bad-mannered. We are taught not to treat wealthy people with respect and yet ignore the poor people, as this is all part of your manners. Not to treat people in influential positions with respect, but those who are poor or don't have the influential position with disdain and do not consider them properly. Today, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, the Batni environment of Dawat Islami teaches us to be nice to our family, to be respectful to our parents, to be respectful to the mother of our children, to be respectful to our brothers and sisters. It takes us away from this aggressive attitude where we're always waiting to argue and fight and this violence, and it brings, Alhamdulillah, humbleness and courtesy to our lives. In short, the beautiful environment of Dawat Islami teaches us the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and tries to bring us closer to our Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by trying to teach us how to behave with our elders, by trying to teach us how to behave with our young ones, by trying to teach us how to behave with our slaves, by trying to teach us how to live our life and how to interact with people in the way that Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us. Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu has stated that Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam used to accept the invitation of the poor people and his servants, even if the food there was simply bread and nothing more. And when the poor fell ill, who else but the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to go and visit them and keep company with them? Today, if a rich family member or a rich friend becomes ill, we all line up to go and see him. But when somebody who is not that wealthy or not that influential is not very well, we don't bother even asking him. We don't even bother making a phone call and saying, how are you? Why? Are we doing it for the sake of Allah, or are we doing it simply to please the individual? Aqa Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to accept invitations from the poor and used to go to see the poor who weren't well. Very familiar, what we need to do is copy this beautiful sunnah from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In this month of Milad, if you've got somebody who you know is not very well, go and see them for the sake of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I make the intention to act upon this beautiful sunnah. Go and try and please them. Talk to them in a smiling way. And when you go there, give them assurances that Allah will bless them, Allah will give them good health, and also give them a Madani gift. Take a beautiful book of Dawat Islami from Maktabat al-Madina. Give them that to read while they're in bed, while they're not well. Give them some bayans to listen to. And at the same time, give them a tasbih, give them books, and then encourage them to read Salatul Islam from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who knows, maybe your invitation to righteousness will not only give him good health, and your du'as give him good health, but also when he has the opportunity, if he comes and starts reading namaz, comes to the masjid, maybe your invitation to righteousness could change his life. As the Aisha Siddiqah radiallahu ta'ala stated, that Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so merciful to the servants that when Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was riding on a camel, then often it was the way of the kings and those in power to have the slaves walking alongside them. But the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so merciful that Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to seek the slaves with them, subhanAllah. You would not find an example of such beauty anywhere in the world. Well, subhanAllah, how blessed are we to have such a beautiful Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my dear Islamic brothers. You know, our own family members run away from us because of our behavior. And Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's behavior was such so amazing that people were running towards Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and clinging to the cloak of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and praying that Ya Allah keep us tied to this cloak of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam till the day of judgment. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's humbleness knows no bounds, my dear Islamic brothers. Hazrat Aisha Siddiqah radiallahu ta'ala has stated that Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to help around the house, and they used to mend their own blessed shoes, they used to patch their own blessed clothes, and help out in daily tasks at home. Today, at home, we consider it too high. If we want to, even if we want the salt, we, rather than get up and get it, we would order somebody to get it. We would order the mother of our children to get it. This was not the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the rationale of the hadith of Bakari is that the best amongst you is the one who is best with his family, and I am the best with my family. And without doubt, the family is testifying here that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was simply amazing when it came to family matters. And today, we need to learn a lesson from that. We need to be nice to our children. When we're outside the home, we're always nice to our friends, we're nice to those we meet. And as soon as we enter home, we seem to develop this rage and this anger. That is not the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Many of us have been blessed with nice homes. Alhamdulillah, we have good families. And yet, we have made our lives a misery because of our attitude at home. Gosh, dear, we had a good attitude at home. We had a Madani environment. Dawat Islami, Alhamdulillah, offers that Madni environment, by the way, Madni channel. Madni channel on your home, your children's behavior will change. Everybody's behavior will change. And Alhamdulillah, a beautiful Madni environment will be established. When you come home, give salam to everybody, and then in a beautiful way, sit down with your children. When you eat, somebody goes off to one bedroom, somebody goes the other way, it's not going to give you barakah and blessing. But if you sit down as a family, recite the Durood-e Paak, recite Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, sit down with each of the family, discuss the sunnah of Rasulullah ﷺ, discuss the milad of Rasulullah ﷺ, how beautiful would that be? If one looks at the Ashikani Rasul, their habit used to be to have a Mehmele Milad every night, and the way they used to do that is, they used to sit around with the entire family, and during their eating, they used to talk about the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and in the proper term, this was a Mehmele Milad every meal, subhanallah. And can you imagine the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jalla that would descend on that home, where the children and the parents are sat, eating, thanking Allah Azza wa Jalla for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? These are the ways that we need to adopt, my dear Islamic brothers. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is so amazing and so brilliant that we can change our lives. Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the fear of Allah Azza wa Jalla and good manners will make the most people enter Jannah. Today, we want to enter Jannah. But after your farz, better than Nafl Salah, better than Nafl Rozas, are your manners. If you can perfect them, then it's better to be nice to somebody than to spend time reading hundreds and hundreds of Nawafil. What point is there, my dear Islamic brothers, if we are pious in the court of Allah and yet His command is to be nice to people and we are abrupt and rude to people? In this beautiful month of Milad-e Paak, what we need to do is we need to change our behavior. In a beautiful hadith in Baqa, Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there is nothing better than good manners that are bestowed upon a man. Undoubtedly, through good manners, a person is able to attain the rank of those offering salah, observing sawm during the day, and worshipping Allah Azza wa Jalla at night. And here the Ulama Ikram say that this refers to the nafl salah and the nafl fasting and the worshipping of Allah Azza wa Jalla at night. But Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, the excellent manners of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are the light for us. If we can adopt those, then Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, we will be successful. A person humbly asked Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about good manners. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited the ayat of the Quran from Surah Araf, verse 199. Translation from Qazul Iman. O beloved Rasul, adopt forgiveness and command to do good and turn away from the ignorant ones. SubhanAllah. The leader of the believers, Hazrat Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, has narrated that Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to me, should I not guide you to the good manners of the people of the past and the future? I humbly replied to Ya Rasulallah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do guide me about it. And the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, bestow upon the one who deprives you, forgive the one who oppresses you, and establish relationships with the one who breaks off relations with you. Subhanallah. And if we look at that beautiful hadith in Mubarakah, we today, in our ego and arrogance and boastfulness and pride, we do exactly the opposite. Bestow upon the one who deprives you. Oh, somebody deprived me, he's had it. How dare you do that? But that's not the way of Rasulullah. Forgive the one who oppresses you. Anybody who throws one stone, I will throw two at him. That is the attitude. But that is not the way of Rasulullah. And establish relationships with the one who breaks with you. Today, if somebody misses to send me, forgets to send me a card and misses me out of a list, that's it. I don't want to talk to him. Even though the poor person may have made a mistake, that's it. For the rest of my life, I never want to see him again. And this is our attitude. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, that is not how we should be. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mubarak said, meeting others warmly, benefiting them greatly, not causing trouble to anybody, are the signs of good manners. And these are the manners that we need to adopt. In these manners, there are great blessings for us. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, if we adopt these, then our life will become beautiful. Sayyidina Abul As bin Rabi was the husband of Sayyidina Zainab radiallahu, who was the daughter of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. After the Battle of Badr, Sayyidina Abul As bin Rabi radiallahu sent Sayyidina Zainab radiallahu to Medina. When the Quraysh of Mecca became aware of this, they chased her, found her at a place, and fired a spear towards her, calling her to fall off the camel and have a miscarriage. Sayyidina Jubayr bin Mutim has stated, having returned from the place called Jiraha, we were sitting in the company of Rasulullah when Habbar bin Aswad, who had not yet accepted Islam, entered through the door. He was the one who threw the spear at the daughter of Rasulullah. He entered through the door and sat down near Rasulullah. The blessed companions humbly said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Habbar bin Aswad has come. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, yes, I've seen him. A person stood up to attack him. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gestured for him to sit down. Standing up, Habbar said, O Nabi of Allah, peace be upon you. I testify, no one is worthy of worship except Allah. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the Rasul of Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have escaped from and wandered in many cities. I have lived life in many different countries of non-Arabs. But I thought that you are kind-hearted, treat relatives well, and always forgive. Therefore, I have come to you for guidance. I beg you for forgiveness for my misdeed. Please admit me into the fold of Islam, for I have committed an evil sin. And Akasallahu alayhi wa sallam's mercy was so amazing, my dear Islamic brothers, that Akasallahu alayhi wa sallam forgave him. SubhanAllah. Can you imagine the person who fired a through a spear at the daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, causing her severe injury, and yet he comes and asks for forgiveness? The best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, showing us the most excellent forgiving manners, forgave him. Allah, Allah, Allah. Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's mercy is amazing. Who could be so, to whose heart could be so amazing, other than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to forgive these people? And the lesson we have is this, that we cannot forgive our own brother if he makes a little mistake. And yet, look what the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was teaching us. Allah, Allah. During the Battle of Uhud, Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's blessed teeth were martyred. And Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's face in Mubarak was wounded. Even at that time, when the companions were saying, pray against these people, the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was saying, Ya Allah, bestow guidance upon my nation. They do not know me. Allah, Allah, Allah. Can you imagine that? That these people are trying to martyr you, and yet, although the people around you, the companions, want Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to pray against them, the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is praying for them. SubhanAllah. My dear Islamic brothers, and the earth of Madinah, we are truly blessed to have this blessed month of Milad. Aka sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam's mannerisms were so amazing that if we adopt them, truly our lives can become blissful. There was a very beautiful tale of an Islamic brother from Punjab in Pakistan, and he often spent his time teasing others and mocking and shouting and quarreling with people at home or whether he was outside. This was his life. His elder brother was associated with the Madni environment of Dawat Islam. He encouraged him to travel in the Madni Qasr. So he came on the Madni Qasr of Dawat Islam with the devotees of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, the Madni environment in the Madni Qasr of Dawat Islam transformed his life. Alhamdulillah, he became eager to perform worship and changed his ways. And then he learned the beautiful sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He learned the manners of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, he had the privilege of seeing Amir al-Sunnah Dawud Barakatuhu al-Aliya in his dream and repented from all his sins and changed his manners to be in line with the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, bad manners are a curse. Having bad manners, some people think is cool in this day and age, but it isn't. It creates bad deeds, and it leads you to many, many other problems. Lying, misappropriation, breaking promises, all sorts of ills are created. It causes disagreements amongst people. It causes malice and jealousy and separation amongst people. It causes people to hate each other, rude talking, swearing, vulgar things. And it destroys lives, not only yours, but those around you. And the solution to this mess and this chaos lies in the beautiful manners of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islamic brothers, adopting those manners is the ultimate success. Adopting those manners is success in this world and the hereafter. And in order to improve our manners and our character, we need an environment. We need to change, we need to get out of the daily life that we're already living. And alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, in the beautiful environment of Dawat Islami, the beautiful manners and the ways and the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are taught in abundance. You regularly, if we attend the weekly ijtama, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, in the weekly ijtamas, we learn about the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the amazing Madni Muzakri of Amir al-Sunnah Dawud Barakatuhu al-Aliya on Saturdays, we gain so much knowledge from pearls of wisdom, and we're taught so much in relation to how to behave and how to conduct ourselves in everyday lives. And alhamdulillah, the Madni Qasr of Dawat Islami, so many sunnahs are taught in abundance. May Allah give us all the tawfiq in this month of Milad Pak to adopt as much as we can the beautiful and amazing character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen bi jahi nabiyil ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala.